Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Oh my goodness, I am so excited. I look forward to February every year. In the summer, I have a conference called Embrace, and that is where we really just spend 2 days together. You could do it virtually or in person. I am the only speaker, so I speak from 9 to 4 on Saturday and 9 to 4 on Sunday, and I really just unpack a lot of the concepts that we talk about inside of this podcast on mostly from the uniqueness perspective. Like, what makes you uniquely you? What are you gifted and called to do? Once you get organized, what do you use this extra time for? I always say it's so that you can go out and do what you're uniquely gifted and created to do. I want to unpack that with you over the summer. We do this in the last weekend of June. We come together in Cincinnati in person or online for the Embrace Conference. It's a time for you to reflect on your uniqueness, your giftings, what's next in the world, and how you can embrace where you are today, where the journey that you've had to get here, and where you're going in the future. So in February's on the Wednesday podcast, I share the testimonials and the breakthroughs that people have in Embrace so that you can hear what it was like last year. We would love, love, love for you to join us at the end of June in 2021. You could find out more information by going to organize365.com/events on our events page or in our calendar and look for the Embrace Conference and sign up. I would love to see you in person or online. Jennifer, you're next.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Everybody was really great, all of your speakers. I got involved with Organize 365. I guess I've been listening to your podcast since last year, and I became obsessed with you. And and we both like Candy Crush, which is really nice. But anyway, as I started, like, at first I was like, I can't have a Sunday basket. I don't have a job. I have grown kids. What do I need it for? And I just couldn't stop thinking about that sage green Sunday basket. And I got it. And there's plenty I can do with it. And even with grown kids, they have pockets, ideas for gifts and things like that. I forget who mentioned the blue pocket, the waiting for, but that's so helpful for me. So then I really, one of my non-strengths in life is organizing, and I've never been a good cleaner. Sort of like you don't want to cook, I just don't want to clean. But I went all access, and I love the 100-day program. I've only done the kitchen. I live both in Florida and in New Jersey. I consider New Jersey home because that's where I'm from. And so in June, I did my whole kitchen. It looks so good. And I was going to do the next part here, but I'm newly remarried, and this is his house. It was his house before he knew me. So I'm just going to wait and not kind of step on his toes yet on that. I don't think, but I'm going to do it. I every time I look in corners, I'm like, oh my God, there's so much to do. I love the program. I do have a dream of having a blog or a podcast, and I write down ideas. I haven't earned my own money in a very long time. I want to have money that I spend that I don't ask for. So, you know, I use, I think about it and think what I have to offer. The thing I care about most, I'm an empty nest mom and it emptied out in like 3 days. All three of them just went. But I have pockets for them. Also, my parents are elderly, and I am the only one out of the 6 kids in my family that doesn't work. So, you know, I have some information I've gathered from my mom about my parents, you know, where they're at. They're 80. Dad's going to be 81 next month, and mom's going to be 81 in December. And I do want to be that person. And I do think by getting organized about them, their house, a lot of stuff you talked about with your grandmother and your father, you know, I don't care about, like, I'll care about stuff like you cared about. But this program today, I didn't know what to expect today and yesterday. And don't ask me, but I had to do that too. It's like compulsive. And it's been wonderful. We all have potential. And one of the most amazing things is I see career women. I see women who are grandmothers, women like myself who are not, should be grandmothers, but aren't. And then young moms. And we're all so different and from all over the country. But yet we all have this draw and this desire to be the best we can be. And I think it's a lot from what we hear from you week after week, day after day. And it's fascinating for me to see the people from all over the country with the same kind of problems, situations, and how you solve, your system solves so many different situations and lifestyle.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's kind of like you've self-selected into this classroom.
Yes.
And it's an eclectic classroom of people who all want to learn the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But Lisa, I think about you a lot. I was reading your book last night and I wish I could come to your book tour, but unfortunately I can't. But you'll write another book and I'll be in another place and I'll be there.
Okay, great. I'm counting on that.
I am too. I need more to read and think.
Yes, good. All right, Anne, you are next.
Hi.
Hi.
You're going to laugh at this. Okay. I came across your website years and years and years ago. And for some reason at that point in my life, you were way too peppy for me. Way too... way too active, way too happy, because I was not happy. And a couple of years later, I started listening to the podcast. A couple of years later, I actually jumped into All Access and started transforming my house first. I wasn't worried about transforming my life, but until the kids left for college, I've got two children. And my daughter, it sort of took me by surprise. She says, "Mom, what are you going to do when we're gone?" I'm like, "I don't know. I've always been your mom. I've stayed home with you for 18 years. Mm-hmm. What do I do?" And so I really thought about it. I got organized with everything I could. And so I went into the two businesses I had been doing. I went in full tilt. And so I don't have a work box. I don't really need it, but that has helped me really dive into the two businesses I want to do. And one of them is I'm an academic life coach for college students. And the other is I do online selling, eBay and all that. So the next phase of my life, now that I'm 58, and I'm going to be 60 fairly soon, I don't feel like it. But my new phase is, okay, my son has graduated from the Naval Academy. He got married a week later. So he's off to his new life. My daughter has a full-time job up in Memphis. So that now they don't need me as much. And so during the breakout sessions, I kept wondering what my next steps would be. What am I going to do with these two businesses? Because I know what I want to do with my life. I want to travel with my husband, RV, all that kind of stuff. How am I going to mesh my businesses that I really want to do into this new life that I want to have? And so the breakouts, the thing about the breakouts is other people see things in you that you didn't recognize. And so until you voice it and you tell people, this is what I'm thinking of, you get ideas from other people. And so now I have an idea of what I want to do next or what my first step is going to be. So I know what my goal is, and and my first steps are going to be hard. I've already figured that one out. So I know what I need to do. Now I have to, it's hard. It's going to be hard because I'm going to have to grow and I'm going to have to expand. But I think I'm ready.
It'll be worth it.
Yes.
It'll be hard, but it'll be worth it. And nothing worth it is ever truly easy.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. All right, Catherine, you are next. Thank you.
So I was on the podcast and my episode came out in February of 2020. And it's really funny to think back on that because I was kind of on top of the world. So I sold my house and bought another house and moved in fall of 2019. And then shortly thereafter, I had my interview with Lisa. And then that episode aired right before the pandemic hit. And we talked about in my episode that I was in all of these golden windows and I had just turned 40 and my youngest started kindergarten. We had a new house and it was fall and I was just kind of killing it. Felt great. And then when the pandemic hit, kindergarten was over. Everybody came home and it all just kind of fell apart. And, so it's been a real struggle. My son really struggled with remote learning. I ended up actually switching schools for him so he could go in person, but my daughter stayed home almost the entire year. I do have a business that I can't remember if I talked about it on the podcast or not, but I talked a little bit about it with Lisa and I've always struggled a little bit with imposter syndrome in that sense. But over this last year, some dreams have kind of started to take shape in terms of where I want to take my business. And I managed to start a podcast this year and ooh. I really love it. I really enjoy that. Hi, Christy. Thank you. And Carolyn, hi. They're my super awesome small group people from yesterday. Thank you. But so I'm really thankful for that opportunity. It was the kind of thing that I kind of put off for a long time. And Lisa, I'll tell you this. I remember from one of your podcast episodes from years ago, it was one that after I found you, I kind of went back into the vault and found this one. And I remember I was on a walk when I was visiting my parents in North Carolina. You said in one of your episodes, you might not even remember this, but you said, if you're thinking about starting a podcast, just do it. Just go do it. Maybe you've even recorded episodes and you just haven't published them. So go publish them. And I remember thinking, yeah, that's not for me. That's for somebody else. And so just put that in your pocket for a second. This year has been rough. Like I've barely held it together. My house is a complete wreck again. I just feel like I've lost all the ground that I had when, you know, that podcast episode aired, when it really felt like everything, you know, felt good. And that has affected my business. One of my children was diagnosed with ADHD. I have since self-diagnosed with ADHD and the overwhelm is real. And I laughed out loud when Jackie was talking a minute ago about like comparing your brain to your kitchen counters, because I have kind of developed the skill of noticing things like when my brain gets in the way of something, like I can kind of notice it. And one of the things that I notice is when my kitchen counters are super cluttered, which they almost always are, I can't see anything on there. Like if I'm looking for something, I'll search for it for 5 minutes only to realize it was right in front of my eyeballs. And that's how it feels in my brain. Like I have all this stuff kind of knocking around in my brain, whether it's my business stuff or my household stuff. And it's just been, it's been really tough and I've been really frustrated and overwhelmed and just sad that I lost all of that. It felt like I lost all of that ground, but the theme of the weekend here being a lot about dreaming and kind of identifying what those dreams are. And a lot of people have shared that they're not sure what their dreams are. Like I that is actually perfect for me right now, because I do have a dream and I have things that I want, and I really love the business that I'm building, and I love what I do for people. I'm a dietitian specializing in eating disorder treatment, but I'm kind of working towards supporting families and parents who are struggling with food and feeding and their relationships with their bodies, and just how that kind of infuses through all these different facets of family life and parenting. And I really, really love it. And I've kind of identified that in doing podcasting, which I wasn't sure I would love it, but I really do. It just lights me up. And I want to grow that because I care about it a lot. And I have felt that. And the reason I mentioned listening to the podcast in which you said, you know, I know you've been thinking about starting a podcast. And I was like, no, I haven't. But I've been thinking, I hear people like, oh, you know, you want to write a book. And I've always said, no, I don't. But I do. I want to write a book.
That'll be next.
And that's kind of what I'm like speaking into the universe right now, is that I want to make that happen. And I believe that it will. And this idea that I can envision that and worry more about the what and the who than the how, and believe that that's going to happen. And then also this idea of, you know, you were talking yesterday about, it's not about organization. It's about creating space to do these things that you want to do. And that helps kind of like clarify and like compartmentalize things a little bit better, rather than feeling so overwhelmed by all of it. I can see like part of what is holding me back in my business is feeling so overwhelmed in my home, and that I can start to break down things in my home in order to help me realize that dream. It's not these two separate things that are competing with one another.
Yes. And as you get more clear with your dream and where you're going and your next step and your book and your podcast and all of these things, your dream and your what will become other people's dream to support and step into that with you as well. Because part of the overwhelm is not just your house, but your business, and your dream is expanding. And so you need more people that are going to help you in both to grow it. And that is scary. Like when you're going to say like, okay, I believe it and I'm doing it, but I believe it and I'm doing it, and I'm going to have this other person do it with me. That is a bigger dream that takes more people to fulfill. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Next, we're going to hear from Margaret.
I just wanted to say thank you very much for this weekend. I started reading your book Friday, and I made it to chapter 6 by May, chapter 6, which is May. And I realized that even though I had an incredibly good childhood, very wholesome, I was very blessed and lucky. It was a hard and long one. It was basically just one long, unexpected event. As you say, Lisa, my mom basically raised me as a single parent. My dad had a kidney transplant when I was 10. And then he had to be committed to a locked long-term care unit when I was 15 from injuries suffered from a brain aneurysm. So, as I was reading your book, I realized, like, yes, I did have a good childhood. I have great memories, even though it was hard. But my home life was depressing. Like, my parents were exhausted. Because my dad had kidney disease, he was always tired, always in pain, very grouchy, crabby, short, cross, and now I have the same disease as my dad. It's genetic. And I realized I have these same habits that he has. I am always tired. I am always in pain. I'm exhausted. I have 2 kids, 9 and 6. And I just realized like my their childhood is going to be repeated because of me with this disease. So I just wanted to say, like, I can hopefully, because of what you have instilled in me with being able to change the narrative, being able to, you know, small habits, look at things differently, all the small little daily hints that you give about life, I can hopefully change the feel of my house and hopefully be, you know, a less depressed one, but more peace and good energy. And I just wanted to say thank you for that.
Oh, Margaret, I'm just going to think healing thoughts for you and that you live with less pain. And what an amazing gift you are giving your children by reframing your reality for their benefit. And I just want to just affirm you in that. That is amazing. Kirsten, you're next from Germany, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Hello. Yes. For the second time.
Yes.
And hopefully in person next year. I still yes, want all to
all you
come.
People who don't
want to
drive a couple hours for a book tour, Kirsten's going to fly over the pond.
Yes, and I still want to come. So thank you again that I could participate from far away. And this the topics you had this year came at a perfect timing for myself. I started my own coaching business the beginning of May. And yes, and dreaming, it's really difficult for me. But when you explained how you see the movie and you're looking at your end scene, that really helped me to envision myself and what I want for my business so much easier. So thank you for that. And yeah, so thank you again that you're doing this. It was an awesome community. It was great. The breakouts room were really great again. And I hope that I will be able to come next year to the US, to Cincinnati, to go to Target and to hug you and all of the friends I made over the last year, thanks to your community and to your book launch party paper retreat thing that you had in August last year. I met so many friends and we are still connected and we are still meeting on Zoom regularly and I want to hug them all. So instead of doing a 6-week long tour through the US, we all need to come to Cincinnati so that I can meet them all at once.
Yes, yes. Oh, and the hotel that we're looking at, literally, you guys, is across the street from IKEA. I see the IKEA coming in there too. We cannot wait to see you. Hopefully, we know the dates now. We just don't know how we're going to stream it and do it, but we will all be together next year. Christy, you are next.
Hi, I'm Christy Underwood, and I really enjoyed this this weekend. I think I'm the odd man out. I'd never heard of her. If I'd heard of Lisa, when the drug were organized 365 until January. And I am now a newly minted certified Sunday Basket Workshop organizer, and I am launching my business on July 1st, and hopefully my website, if I can get it done. I was diagnosed in my late 30s with a medical condition that was considered to be mental illness. And I had had it since I was 19, so it took until 37 for me to be diagnosed, and because I was very high functioning. And so one of the things that I did was, from that point on, I had people in my life that made me feel less than, that made me say that I need to be secretive about this, I need to not tell anyone except for my very best friend. And I lived the next 23 years like that. And so at one point, I decided last year, toward the end of the year, that I needed to get myself organized. I needed to figure out how to do it, because it's like I was living this very reactive life, as you always put it. And so I said, you know, you're a smart cookie. You know, in addition to being having bipolar 1 disorder. I also was diagnosed as gifted when I was a child. And it's like, you're a smart cookie. You know how to research. You know how to find people who can teach you what you need to learn. And so I found, before I had heard about you, I found another person who does paper organizing. And I went through their program and it was like, it was all files. And so I've got a filing cabinet that's very organized right now. And I'm going to be working with them for business clients because businesses generally have files rather than binders. But I also realized that by working with them, I was going to be pricing myself out of the everyday household CEO market. And I wanted to be able to help people. That was my whole thing, is I wanted to be able to help people to become the person that they were meant to be. And so I think between this other company and Lisa's company, I really have been able to come into my own and be able to help myself and hopefully be able to help people that might also have a brain difference. I'm going to put a link into the chat, not a link, but the title of the book, which made a huge difference in my life. It was called The Power of Difference, The Link Between Disorder and Genius. And Gail Saltz is a psychiatrist, and she's always on like Today Show and all those channel things. And she put the word in my mind that it's just called a brain difference. You know, it's not mental illness. It's just, I'm just different. And my brain doesn't have certain chemicals that I should have in there. And it's like, I thought, what I want to do is I want to work with people who have brain differences, whether it's ADHD or PTSD or bipolar disorder or learning differences. I used to be a teacher and I'm very comfortable and used to changing my lesson plans to be able to meet the needs of my students. And I stopped teaching because I was diagnosed. And because I was made to feel less than, that I didn't have anything to offer anymore. And I have a lot to offer. And so I'm just really excited about this new stage in my life to start my own business and to try to help people who have, you know, a brain difference of some sort, get themselves organized so that they, as you always say, are uniquely created to do. And I've always said, that become the person that they were meant to be all along.
Christy, I love that. I love that. And I think that, you know, the thing that is coming to light in the last couple of years is that we all are unique individuals. We are not a group of baby boomers or a group of women or stay-at-home moms or whatever classifications we put on ourselves or have been put on us. We are all unique individuals that can come together with certain purposes and in certain groups and for certain reasons and make an impact collectively. But we all are individual and unique. And I think that's what you're hearing in all of these different movements, like the way that you're reframing what was called mental illness. And in a lot of cases will be, I believe in 5 to 10 years, they won't have that term anymore. It'll be neurodiversity and, you know, gender inclusion and racial equity. And, you know, we are all in our own way saying, see me and the strengths that I have. Don't classify me with what you perceive as my weakness. And I think that's just what everyone is doing simultaneously. And I think that we could see that as that's what we are. We all are these unique beings that all have these quirks, positive things, negative things. And when we focus on the positive and the uniqueness and what can help and grow each other together, that we can all collectively be better. And I think that's why we're seeing so many different groups clamoring for attention and just wanting to be seen and heard and recognized and valued. They're not devaluing you. They just want you to know that they're not broken. They're beautiful. And you are beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Carolyn, your turn.
Thanks so much. And I just couldn't believe when I learned that the groups were formed when you know, when people had trouble getting back into the groups, you said they were formed randomly. And I was like, oh my God, because I felt like I had so many connections with the people in my groups, including Christy and Catherine, who just spoke. And I think I'll probably end up collaborating with Catherine. I love what she's doing. And so I was shocked, but I think it speaks to your leadership, which is really what sort of I took away as an entrepreneur from this weekend. I loved, well, first of all, I just love that you share behind the scenes. And I think it really provides a model for us to pursue our dreams. And I don't know if it's something that you've been intentional all these years. I've been listening for all these years, but it really has helped me, and I believe probably others, to help us pursue our dreams, because there's, as people have talked about, so much pressure to be perfect. And I just think seeing your absolute humanity at the end of the day has been such a great model, and you've been such a great coach in that way. I really appreciated this weekend. You're talking about being discriminating and who gets your attention and how you unfollowed certain people. And that really hit home in terms of, you know, leveling up my life. And so, yes, I totally love that my relationship with you and your work has led to me to be so much more organized and able to achieve my goals because of that, or get close to them. But really, I just hold you up as a beacon of being a lifelong learner and heart-based leader, and that we can make an impact by being open and vulnerable. And I've really aimed to do that in my own work. And so I'm just, I'm so glad that this weekend happened. I'm not sure I would have been able to travel for it. So it just was a blessing. So thank you so much.
Thank you. I've never heard that heart-based leader before. Wow, that is a cool picture. Thank you so much for that picture. I love it. Michelle, you are next.
Hi there. I could do the corny, you know. This is quite surreal. So I think it's very, I don't know, I guess everybody must have battles in their life, and it seems certainly that that everybody has lots of drama and things that have happened in their life. Sorry, my heart's beating really fast right now. just breathe in and out. Okay, so I'll try not to go too much into all my history, but just a little bit of background. I've done 13 moves in 19 years.
Whoa, that's a lot of moves.
And two of them have been international to the USA, back and forth. And my not so little boy is a dual citizen as well. He was born over in the States. So a lot of moving, and a lot in the last couple of years. I've had a special needs diagnosis in there, so I know all about neurodiversity as well. Only recently, that's been quite a big learning curve. And I wouldn't have been able to get through that without the Sunday Basket and my own kind of homemade version of the Warrior Mama binder, because I can't really get it over here. So I've listened to your podcast and understood what it was and kind of created my own. And that was a massive lifesaver when I was thrown into the world of special needs. With all that moving, I was literally shifting boxes back and forth across the ocean. I'm not kidding. I was taking baby clothes to America and back, and to America and back, because I kept thinking I was going to sell them and never did. I still haven't. We're getting there. And I'm finally getting on top of my everyday areas of kitchen, bathroom, bed, living room. I'm able to reset them, which is a humongous accomplishment. I actually found a photograph the other day of my house in America, and it was terrifying. It's no wonder that I very rarely had anyone visit, because I was so devastatedly embarrassed by that. And I'm very emotional, and I'm trying not to let that come across. It is now 4:30 in the morning here, so I'm obviously very tired. So through all your podcasts, I've mentioned once before that it's like having Lisa in my ear. I have you there, sorry, all the time. That keeps me going, and so does she. And so does Beck. These are my special friends that I've met through Organise 365, and even though we're all in Australia, I probably would never have met them without you, Lisa, so thank you. Okay, so breathe, Michelle. I'm not even up to the emotional bit yet. Okay, through your systems, and now the final bit of coming to embrace, it's given me the headspace and the extra time, room, and everything to deal with all the extra needs that just seem to come, I guess, with having kids at this age and then having one with special needs. It's helped me find me again. It's helped me realise, well, I've had the wake-up call that one of the other ladies mentioned fortunately, I've realized it ahead of time that my kids are 13 and 10, and I can see the future of, after being a mum and not working for 20 years, that I can see that I am going to fall apart if I don't find, me. I'm just, I don't want to be just a mum, as much as that is an honour to do that job. I want to find me again, so I have something beyond once they leave. I've come to realise that I'm not living the life that I want to be living, and I'm not living the life for my kids that I want for them. So there's probably going to be some fairly big changes to my life soon, and I couldn't take those steps if I hadn't have done this program. I couldn't possibly be organised to take those steps if I hadn't have done this program. So I'll just lighten up for a second. When when we came to open the package that had the dandelion seed in it, Wendy and I hadn't opened, obviously we are in the same room here, we've been together for Embrace as we both live in Adelaide. And when it came time to open it and I heard you say, and there is a seed inside the packet, both of us freaked out because I don't know if you know this, but you can't export seeds to Australia.
No, no. See, international is just not my strength.
We're just too hard for you, Lisa, sorry.
I know.
But you did well. Really need to go. I think this would have passed if they had have opened it up. But like both of us like, oh my God, like where's the seed? And then didn't even hear what you said about it. So I'm looking forward to actually hearing the replay. But look, you know, I came up with some really good symbols that this is going to represent for me. And then I'll be quiet and someone else can talk. And that is it symbolizes for me the start of something new, right? The birth of something new. It symbolizes freedom because these little things, if you remember, I remember learning about this in science, that the reason why they're shaped the way they are is because the wind will grab them and they'll blow off into the breeze. And that's why they're everywhere, dandelions. And the other thing about them is that when they land and they germinate, they're tough. And that's me. Mm-hmm. I'm tough. So thank
that
you.
For giving you.
Thank you for giving me everything I need to go forward.
Well, Michelle and the rest of you Aussies, thanks for staying up in the middle of the night. You're the diehards. I know. Thank you so much.